All right, we'll get underway. Meeting open at 6:00 P.M. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and work. Council meetings are public meetings. The council chambers is not a parliament, and parliamentary privilege does not apply. Elected members and staff risk being held personally liable if comments are defamatory or breach any duty of confidentiality. Statements made during council meetings are solely those of the person making them. Nothing expressed at a council meeting can be attributed to the Shire unless it is adopted by a resolution of council. The confirmed minutes of a council meeting are the official record. Verbatim minutes are not required. Please make sure mobile phones are off or on silent for the duration of the meeting. This meeting will be audio recorded and made available for public access on the Shire website. We have all members present, apart from apologies from Councillor Kaltenreiter. And we have all staff present, apart from apologies from Jason Forsyth.
And Heather Morland, Chair.
And?
Heather Morland.
Sorry, and Heather Morland, yes. Any requests for leave of absence? Okay. We don't have any deputations, petitions or presentations.
Chair, do you think there might be one deputation?
A deputation from Mitsui. Would you like to present on that now? Yes, thank you. Thank you, Leon.
Thanks, everyone, for having us here tonight. So my name's Leon Savage. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for Mitsui & Co. Wood Resources, Oceania. I do apologise, our applicant name's actually under a slightly different name. We've recently changed the company name, so we are now under a new name, but certainly very much the same company. Tonight I'm here with my Managing Director, Tara Kondo, and also Raina Barr, who's one of our local staff, one of our foresters working at Bunnymore Export, which is our woodchip processing and exporting business as well as plantation management and other things. So just a very quick little bit of history. We've been landowners within the Shire for some 30 years, so we first became landowners back in the mid-90s as joint venture partners with another two companies actually, and we established a number of plantations both in the Shire and other Shires. And back in about 2010, we acquired Bunbury Fibre Exports, which is a 100% subsidiary of ours, and we've been operating that business ever since, and obviously during that time we've been very active in the Shire, and so we've had quite a long presence here, and we think during that time we've proven to be compliant and willing to engage and demonstrated ourselves as being a good member of the society, if you like, and a good part of the community. In recent years we've gone about acquiring a small number of properties in our own right, so not as a joint venture, in our own right, and establishing those to plantations. Some of those have been existing plantations and we've re-established them. Some have been agricultural land which we've established plantations using our local staff in Bunbury. We've had a number of development applications for the council, or the Shire rather, which we've had approved. We have had one that was not approved, and now before the council tonight we've got one which we know as Yondara, which is approximately 300 hectares at Evans Island Road. The report, the planning report notes that recommended for refusal largely based on economic parameters. And that's an interpretation of the economic impact report that we provided as part of the application. I acknowledge that was the way the report was interpreted by the person who prepared the report. However, when we look at the report, we interpret it quite differently. And we interpret it as showing that the forestry business case, if you like, ultimately delivers a better growth solution product than the existing business case. Through our discussion and engagement with the Shire, it came about that the concern related to the heavy bias of revenues and contributions at the end of the rotation when harvest occurs. To help counter that argument, we then provided further information showing that year on year, our business is a significant contributor to the local economy. Obviously, when you look at one property in isolation, you certainly see that bias towards the back end. But when you look at it across a number of properties, you see that year on year, the contribution is actually really significant. And we're really quite proud of that economic contribution. Certainly, as Mitsui, it's something that we really focus on in business in terms of our return to the economy, whether it's at a local government level, state government, or even at federal level. So this is something that we're quite proud of, and we're very happy to share that information. And because of that history, it's not estimates, it's actually real numbers from our accounts. So we can hold our hand on our heart and say that's exactly what the case is. Certainly, if there's any questions from any of the councillors, we're very happy to answer them. I might not be able to answer the specific ones myself, but either Rain or myself
yeah,
I'm very happy to
take any
questions that you might have.
Thank you, Leon. Yes, Councillor Ingalls.
Oh, how you going, Leon? My name's Councillor David Ingalls. How many people do you employ in Boyabrook that help service your so-called 30 years of being here in the local, supporting the local economy?
Mm. Yeah, so we engage a number of local contractors, whether that be Harps and Haulage contractors, known as the company, we have. Certainly there's a number of local contractors who
can engage. Do those reside in the Shire of Boyabrook, or do they come in from elsewhere?
Any other questions? Thank you, Leon. Appreciate that. We will move on and we have no public question time. Questions from the gallery. Are there any questions from the gallery before we go further? Nope. Just here to see the items. Declarations of interest, any financial proximity? Yep. Now that is
item number 9.5.1.
Yep. We're going to bring that one forward.
Yep.
And that's an exclusion.
Yes. Councillor Ingalls will have to
leave
the room.
Okay. Moving on. 6.1 Ordinary Council Meeting Minutes. 27th of March 2025, we have the officer recommendation moved. Councillor Alexander, seconded Councillor O'Connell. No questions, all those in favour? Carried unanimous. 6.2 Out of Session Amend Change Ordinary Meeting Council Meeting Date from the 4th of April to today. We have an officer recommendation moved. Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried, thanks. And okay. That included point two, so presidential communications as provided. And we'll just bring forward item 9.5.1. So if you've all got that in front of you. Yes. Okay. Okay. So 9.5.1, development application, tree farm, pine trees, lots as listed on Evans Siding Road, Benjana. We have the officer recommendation. Moved. Councillor Alexander seconded. Councillor Caldwell. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? Councillor Caldwell seconded. Would you like to speak to the motion? You can speak as you wish.
Sorry, Councillor, if I just ask Mark.
I've consistently and historically always been of the opinion that we have the right to sell our house and have everybody at the auction, and I say the same for a farm. If you sell a farm and you're retiring or leaving a district, you can have your farm at the auction or whatever it is, and you have a right to be able to sell it to the maximum value. I see there's implications with that and the loss of population from a district to a degree that has had big impacts through the Shire, but above that I hold a principle that we have a right to sell our house or farm to receive the maximum for our retirement. And historically, back when things were really tough 30 years ago with blue gums, a lot of farms went to blue gums, and land prices did go up. Those farmers got a better price for their farm, and they got enough to pay off their debts and retire with dignity. So there's aspects both sides of this. It did have a big impact on the town, but the underlying principle of selling your farm or house to the highest price, I think is very important.
Thank you, Councillor. Speakers for? Councillor Alexander. Wait a minute, you should close the right of reply.
Okay, I'll do the right of reply.
Speakers against? And speakers for? Give the right of reply.
I think it's our obligation to apply the planning scheme as it is directed, and we are required to look at our community as a whole, not just a few individuals who are wanting to cash in.
Okay. We'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? So we have two against and four. Nikki, would you mind calling in Dave? Thanks. Councillor Ingalls, the recommendation was supported. 4-2. Thank you. 9.2.1, list of accounts paid March 2025. We have the officer recommendation moved. Councillor O'Connell seconded. Councillor Alexander, close. Any questions? Motion, all those in favour? Carried unanimous. Thanks. 9.2.2, monthly statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of March 2025. We have an officer recommendation. Moved. Councillor Ingalls, seconded. Councillor King. Any questions? Motion, all those in favour? Carried, unanimous. 9.2.3, overview of default rate payers. We have the officer recommendation. Moved. Councillor O'Connell. Seconded Councillor Alexander. No questions on that? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried, unanimous. Thank you. 9.3.1, Boyerbrook Clay Target Club Community Grant Extension. We have the officer recommendation. Moved, Councillor King, seconded Councillor Caldwell. Any questions? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried, unanimous. Thanks. 9.3.2, non-financial support for food bank. We have the officer recommendation. Moved, Councillor O'Connell, seconded Councillor King. Any questions? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried, unanimous. Thank you. 9.3.3, Jitsi Anzac Trust Sandakan Memorial Upgrades. We have the officer recommendation. Moved, Councillor Alexander, seconded Councillor Wright. Any questions?
Just in relation to that, if we get it and that, and we can't, yeah, but we're still good to decide later if we can, depending on the total cost, if we can go ahead with the grant or not.
Through the chair, yes, we can bring it back to council if council so wishes. Otherwise, what we can do is council can nominate now what the actual co-contribution maximum would be. But having said that, we don't know exactly what the grant amount is, so I would recommend that we probably wait if council sees it fit to approve this one, but that we can possibly add another one, number two, that prior to actually finalising the application, we can bring it back to council.
Yep, so because it depends what the redevelopment would cost.
Correct.
If we could go ahead with a bit of budget process anyway, so it would be, if we get the grant, then we can consider it. If we can't come up with a co-payment big enough, then we could give the grant back.
So what we'll do, councillor, if so agreed by council, we can apply for the grant. If they do recommend that we get an approval from the grant, we will bring it back to council again then prior to us actually signing the agreement.
Yep, thank you.
Any other questions?
Can I just ask?
Yes.
Just to clarify that, are we making an amendment to that motion?
I'm busy typing it as you speak.
Oh, thank you, Councillor King. In turn, any other questions?
If council's happy with number two, should the application be supported, the item be brought back to council for approval prior to the agreement being signed.
In agreement with that, does that cover the fact that we need to know what it's going to cost to do the project in order to evaluate if we can do it?
So through the chair, yes, that could be part of the application being submitted. So we'll know all the costs and all that once we do that. Yeah. At this stage, the grant isn't even open yet, so we don't know how much the grant value is.
Yeah. So when number two happens, we would know.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll apply for the grant. Let's say we're lucky and it gets approved.
Yeah.
We'll come back to council and first get the agreement signed before we accept any funds.
So mover and seconder happy with that?
Yeah.
We'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried, unanimous. Thanks. 9.4.1, Boyerbrook Early Learning Centre Monthly Activity Report for March 2025. We have the
can
officer...
Can I have them all on block?
You certainly can.
9.4.5 to 9.4.5.
So 9.4.1 to 9.4.5, move on block, Councillor O'Connell. Do we have a seconder for that? Councillor King. Any questions in relation to those items? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried, unanimous. Thanks. 9.4.6, consideration for the payment of superannuation benefits to elected members under the Local Government Amendment Act 2024. We have the officer recommendation there. Do we have a mover for that? Moved, Councillor Alexander. Seconded, Councillor Wright. Would you like to speak to the item, Councillor Alexander? Councillor Wright.
I agree. It's going to be law anyway, so yes, I agree.
Speakers for, speakers against. I will speak against it. Under Band 4 local governments, I don't believe we will be required to receive superannuation contributions. And I think that we're putting more burden on a small local government. Speakers for? Speakers against? Councillor King?
I'd like to agree with the President. I think it's an extra burden on our shire that we don't really have to do. I don't know what the actual financial value would be, but I don't think we really should be doing this.
Speakers for? Speakers against?
Yes, I agree. I don't think that we're in it for the superannuation. I just agree with not to pay.
Other speakers for or against? Put the motion, all those in favour? Against? So that's carried. Lost 5-7. 5-2, get it right. Okay. 9.4.7, elected member sitting fees review 2025-26. We have an officer recommendation. Move, Councillor King. You want to foreshadow a motion? Yes. Do we have a seconder for that? Oh, actually, we don't take a seconder yet, do we?
We've first got to go through this one. If this one's not successful.
Yep. So we'll come to that. Do we have a mover for the recommendation?
Don't we need to put amounts in?
Sorry.
To actually
We do need to. Thank you. We could populate it with the current and then adjust as people see fit.
Through the Chair, I could recommend we go into committee.
Okay.
If we go into committee.
Seconded, Councillor King. All those in favour? Go into committee. Okay. So, as far as dollar values go, would anyone like to nominate any changes or...
I'd like to nominate that we just keep them all the same as what it has been for this year, last year, not financial year.
So we're talking for the 2025-26 year that we maintain the current dollar values, which is what was being foreshadowed.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So if Council doesn't wish to put in any figures, you can just vote on that, lose it, and then put the foreshadowed motion in to ratify that we're going to keep them as they are.
Righto. Significantly different wording. Okay. So we will take a mover and a seconder without putting in the figures. So do we have a mover for that?
We're in committee.
Sorry. Yeah, I missed it. Councillor Alexander moves for out of committee, seconded. Councillor King, moving out of committee, all those in favour? Very unanimous, thanks. Now we need a mover for the recommendation.
I'll move it.
Seconded. Councillor Caldwell. Move, Councillor O'Connell. Seconded Councillor Caldwell. All those against? Lost unanimously. The foreshadowed motion. Move Councillor King. Move Councillor King that...
That we retain the existing values for the councillor fees.
Thank you. And seconded Councillor Ingalls. We'll be quick. Any speakers for? Speakers against? Put the motion, all those in favour? Heard unanimous. Thanks.
Chair, if we could just ask for a reason for that.
Okay. So the reason offered was basically that we don't need additional costs on our small local government.
Thank you.
Okay. 9.4.8, Olga support for the 2025 federal election campaign. So the recommendation there that we need a mover for, officer recommendation. Move Councillor King, seconded Councillor O'Connell. Any questions in relation to that item? Councillor Ingalls.
Who are we actually supporting, or what's this? Can you please explain a bit about it?
Through the chair, this comes from the Australian Local Government Association, who's putting up a submission to the federal government, and they're just trying to garnish local government support to put this submission up.
So I can add there that it's not support for a person, it's support for lobbied outcomes for local communities. It's supporting the idea, so you've got supports the national federal election funding priorities identified by Olga, and then supports the Put Our Communities First federal election campaign, and then three, writes to the local member, federal members of parliament, all known election candidates in local federal electorates, and the president of the Australian Local Government Association expressing support for Olga's federal election funding priorities. So it's not about any political person or party, it's about the needs of the communities and highlighting those to all the candidates in the federal election.
Through the chair, if I could add, those priorities are the $1.1 billion a year for infrastructure in general, $500 million a year for community infrastructure, $600 million a year for safer roads, $900 million increase on local emergency management, and $400 million for climate change options.
So they're the... Is this things they're going to... have the wording here, but anyway, it's... All right, continue on.
Through the chair, what I can explain it is I'll link it to the LRCI. It's something similar to that, so they're advocating to have an LRCI that will be divvied up amongst all local governments, just in those particular areas.
So if you follow down, sorry, just to give you a bit of background there, Councillor Ingalls, under the recommendation, there's summary, there's background, and then there's report detail, and in report detail it lists what it's about.
So they're recommending this, doesn't matter which political party gets voted in, they are recommending that whichever political party gets in, that they support this by these amounts of figures and stuff. That's what we're...
Any other questions? Put the motion, all those in favour? Supported unanimous, thank you. Proposed sale of Lot 1, 60 Forest Street, Boyd Brook.
Through through the chair, if I could ask if we could lay this item on the table. Additional information has come in yesterday that will change the actual contents of that report.
No, we don't need to vote on that.
No, we'll just lay it on the table.
It's laid on the table. Move on. 9.4.10, potential acquisition of the Boyer Brook Accommodation Barracks and Railway Parade. We have the officer recommendation. Moved. Councillor O'Connell seconded. Councillor Wright. Any questions? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Unanimous. Thank you. 9.4.11, Electoral Commission conduct of the 2025 local government ordinary elections. We have the officer recommendation. Moved. Councillor Alexander seconded. Councillor King. Any questions in relation to that item? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Unanimous. Thanks. So we've done 9.5.1. Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councils minutes. They be received. There's the recommendation. Moved. Councillor O'Connell seconded. Councillor King. All those in favour? Carried. Unanimous. We don't have any motions of previous notice. There was a late item, but it has been withdrawn.
Correct. Through the chair, that item will be presented to council special meeting arranged for next week, Friday.
No confidential items. No further business. Meeting closed. 6:32. Thank you.